This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get back into our study for yesterday, from yesterday. It's in the book of Jeremiah. It's the first chapter of Jeremiah. God was calling Jeremiah. Now, this is interesting that God is calling him and actually telling him he's not too young. And don't let anybody say he's too young, and don't say it yourself, is what he was saying. And I command you, you shall speak. All that I command you, you shall speak. And do not be afraid. This is probably the most most prevalent of excuses is being afraid to say something, afraid to speak, afraid to do something. This is a very, very widely frequent excuse for not saying anything about God. But you know, you can put him in basically any conversation. You can say it without trying, actually, if you just are always aware and be always always adapted and always ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within you. And this is very important because not very many are giving an answer of the hope that lies within them. And the Jeremiah's objection was overruled on the grounds that the authority for his message was resided in the one who chose him. And do not be afraid. It's Jeremiah would prophesy both destruction and blessing, but people got sick of the destruction and they tried to kill him. They would not allow him to prophesy any longer. They wouldn't allow him to come into the synagogue. They wouldn't allow him to do anything because he was banned. He was banned completely. Now, let's read on in this chapter. I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. I'm with you to deliver you. Whatever you engage in your endeavors of being a prophet, I will deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. Now, you're talking. God reached out and touched the mouth of Jeremiah. Touched it, anointed it. After God touches you, you know that you've been touched. God has done something powerful, and he's given you the ability to speak forth the words of God. He's given you that power of God, the anointing of God to speak. Get ready, because when God anoints you, you're anointed. And you're ready to speak and go forth. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. And if God puts them in there, you don't have to put them in there. Did you know that? You know, the Bible says, don't even worry about what you're going to say when they put you before magistrates and before different people. Don't even worry about it. Don't think about it. Because I will answer for you, Jesus said. I'm going to answer for you. I'm going to do what's necessary to give you what you need when you're confronted. So get ready. I will put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations. I've appointed you over the entire nations. God is saying here, your words are going to be recorded worldwide. and the nations are going to stand up and give heed. Some of them will, some of them won't. But they will find out that your words are what I put inside of you. And his word was like a fire shut up in my bones. I was weary and forbearing him. Neither could I stay them anymore. God puts his word in you. You need not worry about. Let's read on. And in this book of Jeremiah, so powerful, this book. I know we went through this book like 10 times, but it's always good. Now, this first part of this particular chapter, I've appointed you this day over the nations, over the kingdoms, to pluck up. Now, here is the main meat of this chapter, this first chapter. Listen, I've appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Now, if somebody told you nowadays about this particular scripture, they would think that you're crazy because of what this actually says. To tear down, you know, oh no, we built up here, Brother Hansen, this, we can't do that. You know, it would be something that would not be accepted at all. To tear down, to pluck up, break down, destroy, overthrow, build, and plant. You have to plow sometimes in order to plant, you have to plow. And if you don't break up the clods, if you don't get rid of the weeds and everything else, it's going to be a problem. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. Wow. I'm watching over my word to perform it. Can you imagine this? I'm watching over it to perform it. Keep this in your mind. God watches over his word to perform it. This is powerful. The almond tree was that to reassure Jeremiah that God was not asleep, but that he was watching. And this is what God is trying to get over to us as well. He watches over his word with us to perform it. Jeremiah is going to prophesy both destruction and blessing and planting. And this is going to get the job done. The word of the Lord came to me a second time saying, what do you see? A pot, a boiling pot facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. Out of the north the evil will break forth. This evil of Babylon, the invasion of Babylon, is coming forth from the north. And Jeremiah knew everything in advance because God kept him informed. He was a prophet of God. And he kept Jeremiah informed about everything. And this is powerful. Jeremiah is commanded to be strong and to break forth. For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, declares the Lord, and they will come, and they will set each one his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. against all the walls round about and against all the cities of Judah. And I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning their wickedness. You know, God did this. He did this knowing that they would not repent at all. You know, he sent Jeremiah to ask them to repent and to try to get them to repent, but they didn't. Over and over and over again, and God told him in advance, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you forth to pronounce judgment. But over and over and over again, Jeremiah asked the people if they would repent. They didn't, they wouldn't, they won't. But he tried over and over and over again to try to get these people to repent, but they would not repent no matter what. It did not matter. It did not matter. They wanted their own way, and they continued in it. Isn't that something? For behold, I'm calling all the families, the kings, I'm calling these Babylonian people to come and inflict my judgment upon you because you will not repent. He's telling Judah over and over and over again, I'll pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me and have offered sacrifices to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. Does that sound familiar? They worshiped the works of their own hands. People love themselves. People love what they do. People love their own hands. They worship their own hands, what their own hands has produced. I'll pronounce my judgments on them concerning their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me, and have offered sacrifices to other gods, and worshipped the works of their hands. Now gird up your loins, and arise, and speak to them all which I command you, do not be dismayed before them, lest I dismay you before them. This is powerful. This is very powerful. What God is doing here, he continues to speak to Jeremiah and to tell him to go forth. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. This is the power of God. This is what God is about to do. And he makes it clear. He makes it clear. How powerful it is. You're following after me in the wilderness through a land not sown. Now, Israel was a holy to the Lord, the first of his harvest. All who ate of it became guilty. Evil came upon them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all of the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice did your fathers find in me? You know, he's asking him, why did you do it? Why do you continue to do this? Why? He just simply would not listen. They would not listen, would they? And that is the horrible thing. They just wouldn't listen. Wouldn't listen at all. Evil came upon them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord that went forth from me, from my words. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Maybe we'll get back into this study tomorrow. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929.
and call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.